entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back with episode 107. I'm Ruben, and with me is...
I'm Layton.
Yes. Sorry, I kind of butchered that up for you, Layton.
Well,
the reason is it's been so long since you've been on the podcast.
Yeah.
How many weeks...
This format anymore.
How many weeks has it been?
Since I've been on?
Yes. I bet it's been like four
it's
weeks.
Probably been at least 3 weeks, 4 weeks. That's like a month.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know... If you go on over to the French Press Podcast website, frenchpresspodcast.com, you might notice there's a few episodes missing. And I'd like to refer to them as the, you know, the lost books in the trilogy, green, black, white, yellow.
No, well, but I don't read Ted Dekker anyway, so go ahead.
Well, it's sort of like that. There are some missing episodes, and it is by design. Wesley,
you did it on purpose?
Yeah. When Wesley was on, when he was talking about his time overseas, there was some feedback that indicated it might be best to not have that online, and so those have been removed. There was two episodes. So in case you're wondering, you're going through and you're saying, oh, there's episode 104, and there's episode 106, but not episode 105. That's the reason why. And it's not, I mean, I'm not, yeah, there's no hard feelings on my part. It's fine. I know, you know, sometimes things go this way once you have a multitude of listeners out there.
Yeah, just like thousands upon thousands. You have way too much influence. Oh, way too much.
No, I mean, it would be terrible. I would feel horrible if somehow this impacted anybody in a negative way. You know what I mean, overseas. So I totally
agree.
Understand. So it's no big deal. But Layton,
I just feel like it's kind of insensitive of them to not consider our careers, Ruben. Like
these missing episodes are the missing links for us to get full time radio gigs.
You know it.
Yeah.
Yo.
Layton, enough talk about the past. I mean, we haven't. Or well, I guess this is the past. I want to know more about your past, not the French Press Podcast past. What's been going on with you the last 3 or 4 weeks?
Oh, Ruben, so much has happened. Oh my goodness.
Does it have anything to do with your lack of responding to text messages? Because I've texted you two or three different times. With important news, one regarding a trip to visit you, in fact, and asking what you would prefer as far as dates, and the other one was also important, but you didn't respond to any of them, except finally today you responded that, oh yeah, it will work for you to be on the podcast.
Well, let's go ahead and take some time to respond to some text messages that you've sent me, Ruben. All right, let's go with the trip first. What are the dates that you want to come down and visit me, Ruben?
It's July 24th through the 26th. That's Friday through Sunday. So if we would get, what if we would get there Thursday afternoon?
That's fine, but the best I can do is take off a Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so we just want to
work a morning Friday, so I could hang out with you guys. I would be free for Friday afternoon, Saturday, all day Saturday, and we'd go to church Sunday, and then be free Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so we should plan on being there.
I could also work in. What?
So we should plan on staying there Sunday, and then heading back Monday morning or Sunday night if we'd want to.
Sure. I could also work it so that I could work an evening shift Monday, so I could hang out with you Monday morning.
We would have to head back. Probably the most that we could take off would be like a full day Friday and a full day Monday, or a full day Thursday, full day Friday. Because Kyle's also coming along, and they are swamped.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more important for him, as or critical, I should say, more critical on his part as far as when he can take off and not take off.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that ironed out.
Yeah. Do you want to move on to the next text message?
Is that all? That was the most important one.
Okay, that's the most important one.
So more about...
Hello?
There was some dead air there. I'm not sure what happened, but...
Okay.
It has been 3 weeks since I've talked to you. Have you had any more parties on the lake? Any more pontooning? Any more dressing up like a cowboy and wrestling with the guys?
No. In short, my social time has diminished quite a bit. Well, especially in the last 3 weeks. Because in the last 3 weeks, I was on night duty for 2 of those weeks. And night duty basically means you become a nocturnal being.
Is 2 weeks the most that you'll do? Or will you get to the point where you might be on for 2 months?
No. You go on 2 weeks at a time, and then the next person does it.
Okay.
The next time I'm on night duty will probably be in July. Ooh. Oh.
I'll think
about that.
Yeah, I'll let you worry about that scheduling part of it.
Those dates might not work out. I don't know. It should be okay. I'm not sure. It just depends when I start night duty again. Oh, dear.
We'll find out and let me know. Anyway.
I'll let you know. But night duty, the shift starts at 10 and goes until 8 o'clock in the morning. So it starts at 10 o'clock at night, goes till 8 in the morning. And it's, I don't know.
That's a pretty long day.
It's 10 hours.
Are your duties different when you're on night shift compared to the day shift?
Yeah, it's basically... make sure the guys aren't loud and let them sleep as much as possible kind of thing.
Well, no, when you say the guys, are you talking about the residents?
The residents.
Guys? Okay.
Yeah. And you're like by yourself pretty much. I mean, there is a nurse on the hall sometimes, some of those hours, but it's just, yeah. And I don't know, it can, for me, like the first week and a half was okay, but then... last like 4 days just like really toll, like we're tolling on my body, just yeah,
just because of the not getting enough sleep or enough quality sleep.
I got actually like a ton of sleep. For some reason I had to sleep more than what I would normally like have to in order to like get my body back to normal. Like normally if I just work a morning shift, I can get by on 5 hours of sleep, no problem. But for some reason on night duty, I would get like 10 hours of sleep, and that would like, finally rested up. Like,
well, no, I think it might be something else, Layton. I mean, back when you were in Indiana, your body was used to only getting 5 hours of sleep, but your body was also used to taking in hours of video games, too. Do you think those hours of video games also kind of like fine-tuned your body just to... make it more efficient? And now since you've been off the video games for so long, you know, you're kind of going back just to the normal state?
No, I don't think that's what it is. I think it's the fact of, like, the body is meant to actually sleep at night. And when it's not sleeping at night, it takes even more hours to make up for that sleep lost during the daytime. I think your body can actually sense that, like, the sun is out, and it's like, it's not time to sleep yet. And then when it's at night and you're supposed to be sleeping, you're like, your body's like, it's time to sleep. And you're like, but there's residents that need to be taken care of, body.
I know when I was on the farm, I used to farm in my younger days, And some days, I would go, maybe I was hanging out, and I'd hanging out in the evening, and I wouldn't be that tired, so I, you know what, I might go disc a field. And so I'd go do that, and, you know, work from about 10 o'clock to 6, 7 in the morning, and it felt like I was cheating the rest of the world out of work and gaining on them or getting farther ahead of them. And that part felt really good, but obviously I had to sleep then from about 6 or 7 to noon or 1 or 2.
But exactly.
Do you feel that way at all, though, like while you're working, that you're kind of, ah, yes, while they're sleeping, I'm getting my work out of the way?
No, I did not feel like that at all.
Do you enjoy it at all, because the night shift?
I did for a while, yeah. And I felt like a little bit like, you know, it's a lot of responsibility, you know. It's just you kind of pretty much by yourself, and you're responsible for all these residents. And it's like, you know, this is serious stuff. And also I'm nocturnal. And so I'm doing like all these good deeds just at night. Like I'm serving them at night.
Do they?
And like nobody is there to really acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. That's okay, because you know what? I am the hero that, you know, it does that Hillcrest doesn't necessarily deserve, but it's the hero that it needs. Ruben.
That is moving.
Yeah.
So do you feel like after your 2 weeks of regular hours going back to the night shift, is that going to be tough for you, or are you going to be ready to go back for a few weeks?
I expect that by the time that my name is drawn, like for
is it
for
random
night duty again? What
is it random?
No, there's the cycle. Okay. Like I'll be able to plan on it. Well, the thing is, like, there's two guys that are being trained in right now, and like I'm just not sure if they're going to be on, like, if they're going to be ready to go on a night duty by the time that it's my turn or not. Like, I just don't know if they're going to be put into the rotation.
Do when you're on night duty, do the residents ever ask for, you know, like a snack in the middle of the night or a drink or something?
Well, they'll ask for a drink, but not for a snack, not normally, no.
Is there anybody that just, like...
We fill them up, really. What?
Are there any, like, night owls that just love to stay up late and chit-chat with you and the nurse?
Not really. They mostly all sleep at night. There might be sometimes, like, that they don't feel well, and so they'll be kind of restless, so that they'll need to be out and about, or they'll want to watch something. Mm-hmm. That happens sometimes. But usually, yeah, no, there's no one that's, like, completely nocturnal or whatever, so okay. It's all good.
Very good. Was that your story that you wanted to share? Was there something else?
No, there's something else. Something else. Well, I guess this would kind of go under feedback. We have some feedback.
Oh, good.
It turns out that the unit leader, the guy that like recruited me or whatever, or that I talked to.
Oh no! Are there more episodes to take down?
No. No, no, there's more episodes that need to be put up because he really enjoys it. He says that one time, he actually, he listened to an episode and it was so funny that he started listening to it right over again.
Oh my God.
Which is great. I'm glad he enjoyed it that much.
Yeah.
We've never had a fan that was into it. So that's great.
That is.
I'm glad. I am honored.
I am.
So that's cool.
I like hearing stuff like
something
that.
Something else. Oh yeah, I know what it was. So like this last weekend, Thinking Friday, we had a group of people come out, and like we were told, like, yeah, they're Mennonites. There's a Mennonite group, a really nice youth group. They came out and sang for us. All right.
Like and for the residents, like, or for you as the staff?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Like, both were invited to attend. But the thing is, like, I was just sort of coming off of night duty. We're going to go into like a long form story here. So my night duty shift ended Wednesday morning. So Wednesday morning, I think. No, I'm wrong. It was Thursday morning. It ended last week, Thursday morning. Okay, so Thursday morning at 8 a.m., my night duty, that was like my last night duty shift ended.
Okay.
And we went straight from there into a day of outreach. So
and you went
a group
along.
Of us went to St. Louis.
Hold it.
So I had roughly 4 hours of sleep to go to 4 hours of sleep to St. Louis, which
okay.
I mean I couldn't sleep the whole time just because I don't know you just can't get that like good quality rest when you're like riding in a maxi van,
especially
you're sitting beside a cooler that's jutting into your side.
Yeah, and especially if you're around new people that you're not familiar with. In my opinion,
yeah, exactly.
In my experience,
you can't trust them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that was my problem, you know? I just couldn't get good quality sleep. So what I did, at the most, I got 2 hours of sleep. And so with 2 hours of sleep, me and some other Mennonites flooded the streets of St. Louis. We set up a table. That said, do you need a prayer? And it had books on it. It had cookies on it. Some of the girls made cookies. That was great. I actually tasted some myself. They were really good. Like monster cookies, I think. And we just went to do some witnessing. And overall, it went okay. But, like, looking back now, I don't know what they thought, like the people that we're witnessing to, because they're like, here's this guy, like, say I go up to a homeless guy that's sitting on a park bench and he's really down on his luck, and he's like telling me his story about how, like, you know, he's just going through a really tough time right now, and he just got out of prison, and his wife, you know, doesn't want to get back together. So he's just trying to find a job and find a place to stay. And he hasn't been able to sleep for, like, days now. And then here I am, who, like, a guy who's supposed to be kind of helping him, whatever, pointing him to Christ, you know, being a good witness. And I'm there sitting beside him with bags just as big as his underneath my eyes. Like, because I am so dead tired. And my eyes are, like, black. Like, I had the other people on the trip that were witnessing with me. They were like, dude, your eyes are so black right now. Like, you look like you could sleep for a season. Like, a season of sleep. That's what you need. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, I got this, you know. And so it was just kind of weird. It felt like a little bit like the blind leading the blind.
Do you remember, I mean, what terrible. You said, the conversations, or would you kind of catch yourself kind of losing track of where you were?
Well, pretty much the only reason that I was able to keep track of where I was because I wasn't keeping track. Like, I would just follow, like, the rest of the group. It's kind of like a guided tour that you're not really into, but you know that you should be there, so, yeah.
No, well, I meant that as far as, like, the
conversation.
I meant the conversation with, you know, each homeless person. Did you remember at what point you were in asking questions and maybe telling them about God, or was it kind of like you'd start and then forget what you had just said?
No. I didn't lose track of that too much. That was, yeah, conversations themselves were fine. But as far as, like, my general sense of direction, it was terrible. I mean, I'm really glad that there were, like, some people in my group that, like, knew kind of where we were at and everything, because I was just lost. Oh, I was a mess.
Yeah, I'm not in good shape either when I'm low on sleep.
Yeah, but I just don't do well in cities either. But anyways, so we were walking around, you know, and I'm like kind of aimlessly talking to people, you know, as they kind of walk by, give them a book, give them a track, whatever, getting rejected. That's fine. And then we get up to this group of people that are kind of like, just like, there's like weird, like, not Mexican music, but like, it sounds like the kind of music that you would do like the salsa dance to,
mm-hmm.
or something. Like, it's got like maracas and like, I don't know, it's kind of like a, yeah, like a Latino beat to it kind of thing. And we're like, what's going on? And this is, there's like a, you know, 1,000+ people that are in this parking lot with tents and like there's like food, and they all have like a same color t-shirt on, or like the same kind of design. So this is like obviously an organized event going on.
Yeah.
And there are some people like walking away from this event who have this t-shirt on, and we asked them, like, hey, what's going on? What's all this about? And it's like, oh, we just had a parade or a marathon. It's called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. And I was like, what is Walk a Mile in Her Shoes? And it's like, oh, we have like a whole bunch of men. They put on high heels and walk a mile in them.
Oh, please. I'm Googling it right now. And yeah, there's a website. Walkamileinhershoes.org. And it looks like you are asked to wear bright red high-heeled shoes. Wow. Oh, what are they raising awareness for?
They're raising awareness for how the men, just in general, are just suppressing women to fit. Like, they're just forcing women fit into this mold. Like, they, like... Like, Ruben, like,
I have honest. No patience for people like this.
How many women have you forced to wear red high heels?
I mean,
there's probably
today?
A lot that you have, like, you personally.
I mean, let's not like, count high school, but it happens a lot. It is true.
Yeah. Like, I go up to women all the time whenever they're wearing, like, comfortable Skechers or even, like, flats, like, or sandals. And I will go up to them and be like, you have to wear red high heels. Like, this, you have to do this. I do that all the time, Ruben. Just ask my friends. Oh. And it makes me so angry when they don't listen. Oh. This makes me want to put makeup on them. Oh. So, yeah. It was very, yeah.
That is funny, though.
Yeah, the struggle is real. Oh, my goodness. So we did that. And then, after we saw, like, the feminist pride parade, we decided that we probably want to go to a park. Like, because that's where people kind of go to chill and, like, they're at their, like, during their leisure time when they're not... trying to get to work or get home or whatever, run errands or whatever, you're not wasting their time.
Yeah.
You know, you're just on their pastime. So they have time to talk with you. So we go to the metro, go down to the metro station, and we see this one stop. It's like three stops away. It's called Emerson Park. And so we're like, oh, yeah, okay, let's go to Emerson Park. You know, like... We'll go to the park, you know, this will be great. This is exactly what we're looking for. So we get on the metro, and we ride the train a couple stops, whatever, 15 minutes maybe. And then we get to Emerson Park, and we find out, like, oh, this actually isn't a park. This is a government housing project with the name Emerson Park. And this is like, this is brand new. Like, all the houses, they're like really small, but like they're brand new. Like, this, you can see that this is like freshly poured concrete, and like there's a grocery store that's like built like right beside this project. That's you can tell like it was just put up.
Now, Layton, let me interrupt you for a second. I know by following you on Facebook and Instagram, you're always trying to shoot photos of very scenic scenic scenes and whatever. Surely you got some pictures of this trip, right?
Yeah, I do. I posted one, actually.
Well, send Theodore three pictures, maybe one of the walk a mile in her shoes, and maybe one of the...
I didn't take a picture of that.
Okay. Well, just send a few pictures so we can put it on the website.
The only pictures I took were at the zoo. Because we also did go to the zoo in the morning. I forgot that.
To pass out tracks or for fun?
We just wanted to witness to some animals. So we gave some literature to a couple of monkeys and a giraffe, which the giraffe was super nice. Like, he was like, yeah, I'll take this book and I'll eat it. That's fine.
Interesting fact about the giraffe.
No,
I've got one for you.
Well, what?
Yeah, I've got an interesting fact about the giraffe for you.
Okay.
How many pounds do you think a giraffe's heart weighs? And keep in mind, it's heavier than normal because it needs to pump the blood up its long neck.
Okay.
So it's decently heavy.
I'm going to guess 6 pounds.
Try 25 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big heart.
It is. It is a big heart. Anyway, I learned that this last week, so I thought I'd just share it.
Well, thank you for that giraffe fact, Ruben. So, yeah, we did go to the zoo in the morning. I forgot that. But anyway, so we get to Emerson Park, and we get off the train, and there's this young dude. He's pretty built. He's probably not quite 6 feet. He's probably like 5'11". And he's African-American, and I offer him a track. I give him a track, and he's like, oh, okay. Or like, it actually wasn't a track. It was more like a short book. But it was a paperback book. It's called The Life Book. And I told him, like, hey, man, here's this book. And he's like, oh, what is this? And I was like, well, it's called The Life Book. And it's basically a book that tells you about the meaning of life, the purpose of life, you know, why we're here, and what we're supposed to be doing here. And he's like, okay, cool. And he's like, where are y'all guys from? And we're like, well, we're from Arkansas. And he's like, oh, so what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, you're just walking the streets of St. Louis, and we're doing some witnessing. He's like, oh, okay. Well, you see these houses right in front of here, right by the train tracks? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, you can go to any one of these houses, it's fine. But do not go, you don't want to go back, like way back, into like the houses, like behind these. You want to stay up front here. You just want to go back there. There's bad people back there. okay. Thanks for the advice. He's like, yeah, man, no problem. And then he walks off.
That's cool.
Yeah, so he was super nice. And, you know, we ended up, you know, going back to where he said we weren't supposed to go.
Oh, serious?
Because we're like, well, these are probably the people that need it the most.
Oh, hey,
man.
Technically, they all do.
So, but... you know, we get back there, and then people, like, start coming out of their cars and out of their houses. And
Layton, like, how big of a group are you in?
There's four of us.
Like, four guys?
And I'm the only guy.
Oh.
So that was nice.
Did you have your hair cut back then? Because you do look more intimidating with your cut hair.
No, I had long hair, Ruben.
Oh, man. Well,
it wasn't long, but it was longer.
Oh, no. Ugh. I'm worried about what you're going to say happened next.
I told them. I told the girls. Like, there was mention of, like, you know, they didn't say that they had mace, but they're like, how about that mace? Like, I didn't know, whatever, if they actually had any on them or not. But I was like, you know, don't worry. You guys, I got everything under control. I'll handle this. Run! I didn't say that.
Did you talk to anybody back there?
Yeah, like there was a family coming out of their car, and we gave them some bracelets. Gave their kids some bracelets, and then we asked them if they had friends that would also like bracelets. They're like, yeah. So they were like super into it. The kids were just cute as all get out. It was great. And then after we gave some stuff to the kids, then we talked to their parents, and they were super nice too. And we gave them some tracks and some books, and they were really cool too. But yeah, they were pretty much, yeah, that one family was pretty much the only ones that we talked to, on any like deep level, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. Pretty sure they had never seen anything like Mennonites in their neighborhood before.
Okay, but so. There are Amish though in Missouri, right?
But yeah, but
probably not in St. Louis area. Well, yeah, but I'm thinking. I mean, yeah, they've probably seen.
Yeah, in fact, we saw some Amish at the zoo.
Oh, okay.
Like there was a group of Amish people there, and then also like some Mennonites. Which I don't know if they were like on the same tour or whatever, but in the same group. Yeah, I didn't talk to any of them, but yeah, they were totally Amish. And the zoo was cool. I don't know. It was free, so that's why we did it.
Now, was it just the four of you, Lane, that from the entire group was only four of you, or were there more just in separate groups?
Yeah, there were more in separate groups. We had three groups of, like, four or five.
Okay.
So there's probably, like, 15 of us.
Now, is this the second time you've gone to St. Louis?
No, me personally, this is the first time. But there was a group that went, like, right before that I went on to night duty. Like, a week before I went on to night duty, they went out.
Okay.
And did the same thing. Except they didn't go to the zoo.
So, hey, what's been the funnest thing or most thing you've enjoyed the most since you've been at Hillcrest?
Probably, oh dear.
Or maybe give me maybe two or three.
Well, I do enjoy like the residents. They're pretty great. There's a couple of them that are like a lot of fun, and they're just fun to hang out with. Oh dear. I don't know, like.
Well, I know you've gone like skeet shooting, you've gone boating.
Yeah.
You obviously enjoy taking care of the residents. You've gotten to play a piano with the residents. You've gotten to dress up like a cowboy and whip your whip.
Whip my whip.
Yeah.
Wait.
Or what do you? How do you?
You say like the action, like the verb whip, and like the noun. Whip differently.
Yeah, I know. That was the first time I've done that.
Whip your whip.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to differentiate. Okay, sorry. But yeah.
I just had to point that out.
So they're all just generally they're all it's all it's been good. Just generally, just everything's been fun and good.
Yeah, I think like I do a lot more social things since I've been at Hillcrest. Like, I hang out with a lot more people, and I think that's probably the best part of it. It's just, there's a lot more people interactions since I've been here, so that's cool.
Good. I am really looking forward to visiting you here in a few months.
Prepare yourself, man. It's going to be, well, I don't know, it's just going to be crazy. Like, I'm going to have so much to tell you and so much to show you, mostly show you. But yeah, just like from the dorm to like some of the residents to the place that we sometimes go to have fun. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be like just a full weekend of showing you around.
Oh, hey, I'm looking forward to it. You do also know that some younger cousins are coming along, right?
Oh, really? Oh. You know what? I might be on night duty when you guys are coming out. I don't think it's going to work out. No, that'll be great. That's cool.
Hey, this last week we had VBS at our Boys and Girls Club, and it was so funny. That's actually where I heard about the heart of the draft. And then the funniest thing that happened the one night, it was about different body parts of different animals. The first night it was about elephant has big ears, and it was about listening to wisdom. And the next night was about the giraffe and its big heart. And then the other night was about like the hippo and its big mouth and how words matter. And then the fourth night was about the monkey and its hands and how God wants us to work with our hands. And the verse is in 1 Thessalonians somewhere, and it's this isn't the King James translation, but the one that I read said, whoever doesn't work shouldn't be allowed to eat. And I said that to the younger boys, and it was a mixed group, boys and girls, like seven and eight-year-olds. And I asked them, hey, do you guys know that the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians that whoever doesn't work shouldn't be allowed to eat? And this one kid, he's a new kid who's never come before, pipes up and said, what? That's not true. it was so funny.
Wait, he said, like, was he saying, like, the principle itself isn't true? Or, like, the Bible doesn't actually say that?
I don't know. I think probably the principle, okay. I'm pretty sure, is what he was talking about.
I love how freaked out he got.
Like, yeah, he was definitely concerned that should not be in, people should not think or feel that way. But hey, yeah, we had a good week. And if you want to see some pictures, you like taking pictures, well, there's tons of photos for you to look at if you want to, if you follow the Facebook page of Cornerstone Ministries. It's got an orange logo with a cross that looks kind of like the corner of a building. But there's lots of pics in there. So, okay, well, Leighton, I think that's... Eric was going to join us, but he had to work late, so we didn't get our news segment in. And so I think we're pretty much ready to wrap it up. Is there anything else you can think of that you wanted to share?
I don't think so. My parents are bringing a load of Amish down to Branson at the end of this month, so I'm gonna go see them.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, and like I actually it's gonna be the beginning of July, I think, actually. Not sure.
Okay.
One of the two. But,
very good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And now you guys are coming down, which is great.
Yeah, yep, but a month later, or the end of July.
Sweet.
So,
sweet.
All right, well, yeah, it was good to touch base again. Producer Theodore, do you have anything, any comments or questions for Leighton?
Oh, Theodore.
He shook his head no.
Dude, I saw that video of the Tannerite that you guys blew up.
Oh, yeah.
That was insane.
Theodore, yeah, tell us the ingredients and what all went into that.
Okay. Tannerite.
Yeah, what is Tannerite?
Tannerite is actually a brand of, I think it's called a binary explosive. It's just fertilizer and aluminum powder. And so I bought some on Amazon. Usually the brand Tannerite costs about $8 a pound, and I got it for $2 a pound online. And
wow.
The video that the barrel shot in the air, that was 15 pounds of Tannerite and then about 70 pounds of water in a barrel on top. And yeah,
and that's what you see flying up in the air.
And you have to; it won't like go off with a wick. Like you have to shoot it with a high-powered rifle. It's like a compression kind of explosion. So that's why it's legal.
I see.
And you can you can't use a 22, but you can use a what kind of 17?
It's a 17, but it has like a super mag bullet, so it's basically high-powered.
So that'd be about the smallest gun you could use. So yeah, that was fun. That was just last night, in fact. So we're hoping to blow some more things up. So Leighton, if you can think of anything, we could probably make your wish come true. If you can think of something we should blow up, we can take a video and show it to you.
You should like hollow out a watermelon and then pour some Tannerite in there and then shoot some Tannerite or shoot at the watermelon with Tannerite in the center of the watermelon and see where all it just like explodes. That would be great.
That would be cool. If you watch the video in slow motion, there actually is a flash of fire, but it happens so quick, it's just for a few frames. It just looks like it's just a more like a dust explosion, but there is actually fire in there if you look at it frame by frame.
That's awesome. Theodore.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. What have you been doing with your summer so far?
Working all the time. And that's about it.
Well, good. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing with my summer.
I guess. I can't wait to see you, though. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we're going to have a ton of fun. I think I might take you guys out on the pontoon, and we'll go swimming.
Ooh,
well,
there's nice.
There's some pretty sweet cliffs. Like, there's a 30-foot cliff that some of the guys jump off of, and also, like, a 15-foot one that I jumped off of. that's a lot of fun.
That would be fun. So,
we'll be sure to do that.
All right, well... Mm-hmm. Yeah, any more questions, Layton, for Theodore?
I don't think so. He sounds tired.
Yeah, he was late in getting here. I was a little bit late in getting here, too.
He can drive now?
He's almost 18.
No, he was able to drive before I left. I remember him delivering sushi to me.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us, Layton. Can you be on the podcast next week again?
I don't know because we don't get our schedule. Our boss doesn't put out the schedule until the Friday of for the next week.
Okay.
So on Friday, I'll be able to tell you. Friday evening, I'll be able to tell you whether or not I can be on for the next week.
Well, I'll try to text you Friday. But in case I don't, just text me and tell me, hey, it'll work or it won't work.
Right.
And then listeners out there, if there's anyone that you'd like to have on the French Press podcast, just let us know. If there's someone coming back, either from missions or someone currently at missions or someone doing something exciting or creative, let us know or get have them contact us. We'd like to have some fresh people also on the podcast to keep things rolling, keep things new, and keep the excitement going.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks, Layton, and we'll talk to you again then hopefully next week.
Yeah, hopefully.
What's your word of the day for us?
The word of the day is heart. Don't. It's kind of weird because I actually I just got a heart rate app on my phone, and it lets you, it's called Cardio. And, the reason I held out the E is because there's two I's where there should only be one I. So Cardio, spelled with two I's. And it lets you monitor your heart rate. And I found out that I can actually accelerate my heart rate on demand, I can just make it go faster. It's great. Really cool.
How does it read your heart rate? You cut out there for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. It reads your heart rate by so it has you it tells you to hold your finger over the camera lens, and then what it does is it also turns on your flashlight, and since your flashlight on your phone is right beside the camera lens, it lights up your finger, and then you can actually see your pulse on the tip of your finger, and your camera can see that, and thus it can actually tell you your pulse.
Very cool. Heart rate. Very cool. And is it pretty accurate?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So Cardio with two I's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We will be checking that out for sure. All right, thanks for that word of the day, and I guess this time we actually will wrap it up. So thanks, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, see ya.